Welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hope everyone's doing great. We're approaching Thanksgiving here in the States, and hope everybody's getting ready to have a good turkey fest coming up and getting your goals ready for that and your fitness goals ready to go through that. It's funny, when I'm not with family on Thanksgiving, I usually take a look at it and do a fast on Thanksgiving. So if for some reason I'm by myself, instead of looking at it and going, oh, poor me, I'm by myself, whatever it might be, I turn around and say, hey, how can I use this? How can I use this to do something different? So what I'll tend to do is use that for a reason, as opposed to excuse. I'm turning an excuse into a reason, and that's one of the mental strength secret is turning your excuses into reasons. I use Thanksgiving as a reason to do some fasting, and then I go to the movies and have a great time. So hope everybody's getting ready. Have safe travels this week coming up. Enjoy it. And today we're going to talk about something about, it actually really does apply to Thanksgiving and the holidays, and that's love. And in A Course in Miracles, it talks about there's only two emotions, love and fear. And fear is the absence of love. Fear is the opposite of love. And we will look at making decisions. When we're faced with making decisions, it really comes down to those two emotions, whether it's decision, a business decision, or whether it's decision to do something or not do something. When we break it down, when we chunk it down far enough, it's going to either come from a place of fear. You could call it scarcity, you could call it lack, but it's still fear. Or it's going to come a place from love, meaning you're enjoying what you're doing. And these take many, many, many disguises, and we often will make excuses or will justify the fear side, and we don't trust the love side. For a business, for example, when we start making a decision as to what products, services we should purchase for our own business to make the business thrive, many will look at cost because they can't afford something else. They'd rather get 10 of one thing than one of another that might be more expensive, but that more expensive one might be better suited for the business. So they'll get 10 of something else and then justify it by going, well, it's cheaper, I can get more people in, blah, blah, blah. Well, when you analyze that, that decision is coming from a place of fear, not coming from a place of love, because if the business owner had the available funds, they would get the better one. And I'm not saying to overextend, but the key here is to look where the energy is coming from. Because what happens with this is when you come from a place of love, you will attract into your life those conditions and circumstances and people that are coming from that same place. Again, going back to that business owner, if they make all their decisions based on lack and scarcity, they're going to attract clients that make decisions based in lack and scarcity. And here's what's so interesting. If a business owner makes all the decisions on how can I do this for free, how can I do this cheaper, how can I do this, that, whatever, based in fear of scarcity, they're going to attract clients that say, I can't afford this. Why aren't you cheaper? Can't you give me something for free? Can I try it for 3 months and then maybe pay you? So the business owner is going to attract those type of clients. And then what happens is they don't get revenue, so their fears are coming true. This is also involved in a relationship. When you think about going out with somebody, oh, well, what if they're this, what if they're that, and you hold back on opening yourself up, you're going to attract people that hold back and don't open themselves up either, and then turn around and you're going to go, see, I knew it. So when you come from a place of love and practice coming from a place of love, and that you can use if that word makes you feel uncomfortable, I would not know why it would, but in case it does, you can go from a place of abundance, a place of thriving, a place of security, a place of faith, a place of trust. You know, fear could be scarcity. lack, when you start looking at decisions that you're making in your life, in your businesses, are you making it based on fear, or are you making it based on love? When I work with folks in the fitness realm, helping them donate weight to the world, that is, they want to reduce their poundage, and I prescribe to them a specific nutrition program, often they'll be scared because they'll think the food is too expensive. Well, when you add up all the other stuff, it's really not, but that's irrelevant. They're looking at a comparison. And so they're coming from a place of lack, of scarcity. And here's what happens is when we come from a place of scarcity or lack, we tend to hoard things. We want to hold on to things longer. We want to make sure that we have as much as we can, including weight. So when we come to a place of when we're looking at the cost of food, et cetera, we're looking at we can't afford it, we need to hold on to things, at some level that fat that the person is carrying is helping them with that scarcity thinking because they're unconscious. The mind and body are always connected. So if they're going, I'm scarce, I can't afford this, their body's going to go, okay, great, we'll help you out, we'll keep you fat for this. And when you can shift that mindset to go, there is plenty to go around. I don't need to hold on to this fat. I can release this because there's always going to be enough abundance around. This is just one scenario. Obviously, with obesity and overweight folks, there's many, many things to it. But this is one of the things when you can look at how are you making decisions on your food choices, your nutrition choices. Are you coming from a place of fear and scarcity and lack, which allows your body to hold on to those extra pounds? Or are you coming from a place of love and abundance, saying there's plenty of food around, there's plenty of water around, there's plenty of everything around, I don't need to hold on to it, I can just release it to the world and donate it to those that perhaps really don't have that luxury? So we have been programmed, absolutely programmed, to come from scarcity, from lack. You look at all of the commercials, right? All the medical commercials. Oh, are you feeling this? Are you feeling that? Take this, it'll help you. Oh, the deficit is this. The unemployment is this. Well, the unemployment may be 8%. Maybe we'll say even at some states as high as 10%. What does that really mean? 90% of the people are employed. So when you come from a place of fear, you find more things to become fearful of. You are activating your reticular activating system, which is your filtering system, to look for what you are focusing on. So when you are focusing on fear, on scarcity, and lack, you will see it all over. When you come from a place of love, abundance, trust, and faith, you will see that all over. So they are both in the world, and both are out there. I'm not saying that one isn't and the other is. They are both out there. Which one is going to help you live the life that you want? Focusing on fear, focusing on lack, focusing on scarcity, or looking for all the reasons why there's such an abundant universe and such a loving universe? Yes, there are wars and there are loving people. Yes, there is starvation and there is abundance. Yes, there is. All of these things are out there. They're both out there. And then coming into this Thanksgiving season, we are inundated with requests to help out others, and then we go, we can't afford it. Well, here are some people who really, really can, or who can use our help, and by making a small donation, it is a sign to your unconscious that you live in an abundant universe. When you can donate that $5, that $10, go down to your local food bank or church or synagogue or place of worship and help with the raising money. When you participate from love in helping others, you will see more of that love in the world, and you will see more of that abundance in the world, and you will start to attract that to you. You are going to attract your primary vibration. And when you look at where your primary vibration is, it will be quite evident. Look at your bank account. Look at your body weight. Look at your relationships. Look at your work. Look at the car you're driving. Look at the house you're in. All of that is a reflection of your vibration. Are you vibrating from a place of love and trust and faith? Or are you vibrating from a place of fear, doubt, scarcity, and lack? You can change it. There is no lying with the results that are in your life. You can sit there and make all the excuses you want about why this person did this to you, or you got laid off, or this happened or that happened. I'm saying that you are responsible for those results because of, in part, the vibration that you are emanating based on your focusing on love or fear. We need to start to reprogram ourselves. We need to start to unplug from all of the social media, all of the TVs, all of the internet, and get back to feeling our true nature. Our true nature comes from love. There's no source of dark. It's just an absence of light. There's no source of fear. It's just an absence of love. There's no source of being afraid. It's just lack, or it's, there's no source of being afraid. It's just a lack of faith. When we can uncover those and release those challenges that we have and start to look at the world through love, through abundance, through trust, and through faith, miracles will happen. And they will happen immediately. You just need to look for them, recognize them, and acknowledge them. Part of coming from a place of love is when you see that miracle happen, whether it's you find a penny on the ground, if scarcity is that, or you lose that 3 ounces, is to recognize that and be thankful for it, as opposed to going, oh, it's just lucky. Oh, it just happened to be there. When you start to discount your mini miracles, if you will, then you are going to turn off the source of love and abundance coming through you. When you can acknowledge all those little things, they start to escalate and they start to create more and more in you. And this is how you program your mind, or begin to reprogram your mind. Because I'm telling you, this is coming into this holiday season, we go through extremes, right? Most of us are either going to be on one side or the other of love and abundance, or scarcity, fear, sadness, depression. And we can move from the scarcity, fear, sadness, depression over to the love in a blink of an eye. And it's up to you to do that. And this is what my podcasts are for. This is what my newsletter is for. This is what my blog is for. This is what my personal coaching is for, is to help create that shift, to help reprogram your mind, to help recondition your reticular activating system so you can walk through life coming from a place of love and abundance, and leaving behind fear and scarcity. And so it's up to you to start to reprogram your mind and start to come from a place of love and abundance. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your